Jump right in. We're going to talk about Inyane Shvisa this week. We know that Yom Tov is an Aseh and a Los Aseh, Mishabbos as well. And to try to highlight some pretty subtle points here, I think, in terms of how we look at the Yisr Melacha, not just the question of, you know, Ochel Nefesh and, you know, Kol Melacha versus Melacha Savoda. But let me begin by reading the Pesukim in Parashas Emor, and then we'll get to the sheet that's right in front of all of us. V'yidaber Adonai Moshe l'emor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, V'yamar t'lehem Mo'adei Adonai, Asher tikru otam mikrai kodesh, eile heim moadai. Sheshet yamim te'aseh melacha, uvayom ha-shvi'i shabbat shabbaton mikrai kodesh, kom melacha lo tasu, shabbat hi ladunai b'chol moshotechem. So of course, that's what we got in the song, you know, rishon hu l'mikrai kodesh, that yom shabbaton, yom shabbat kodesh, because again, in Parshas Emor, the people who authored these things, you know, they knew Chumash and, you know, classical sources very well. So, you know, we have this notion here of Shabbos hi l'Hashem, and that relates to this idea of kol melacha lo sa'asu, right? Not just melacha savoda, but kol melacha, which of course is the all-encompassing term, is the Shabbos Yom Kippur theme, even including Ochel Nefesh and, you know, the things that are involved in Ochel Nefesh, which becomes a very expansive, you know, kula, because mitoch shocher l'tzorech, chochonam mishalo l'tzorech, provided as a davar hashav l'chol nefesh. So here we have Shabbos Hil Hashem. Next pasuk, Eile Yimoadei Adonai Mikrei Kodesh Asher Tikru Osam B'Moadam. The famous Gemara Al Tikri Osam Ela Atem. So here the contrast in Pesukim is Shabbos Hil Hashem and Asher Tikru Osam B'Moadam. That Yontif, right, is generated by us. Like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dav Ches Ein Bezdin Shalmala Nichnasin Ladin Elim Kain Kitchu Bezdin Shalmata Sachodesh. Everything about, you know, the Yantif of Rosh Hashanah and everything else really depends on Kiddush HaChodesh, you know, Asher Tikro Osam B'Moadam, Afilu Shogigin, Afilu Mutin, sometimes Afilu Mezidin, and that's the very, very important theme, okay? So we have that basic difference between Shabbos and Yantif, and so again, here the method of creation is reflective of the scope of the Isser Melacha, and what I mean by that, right, Yantif, right, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, which is generated by Yisrael. Hashem was Mekadesh Yisrael at Mamad Har Sinai, as the pasuk says, V'atem tiulim amlechas konim v'goy kadosh. Once Hashem, you know, suffused us with Kedusha, that empowered us, enabled us to create Kedusha in our own right, in a variety of different ways, Kedusha Sazman, Kedusha Samakom, etc. We can expand the boundaries of Yerushalayim, we can even to some extent expand the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, right? That's a very important idea, Surya, and that whole topic. Shabbos, of course, is Mikudash al Yidei Hashem, as the Pasuk says, don't take my word for it, but take his word for it, Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i, Vayikadesh Oso. So here the scope of the Yisr Melacha is very deeply reflective, you know, of that idea, because the Isser Melacha on Yantif is shaped, not, you know, on a rabbinic level, but on a Torah level, to take into account lachem, right, to take into account our needs, and what could be a more, you know, pressing human need than, what are you guys doing right now?
Morning.
Ochel Nefesh, right, both, right, no, very good. Well, that's the Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, right? And what could be a more pressing, you know, in a purely human, you know, sense of the term, need, then Ochel Nefesh, Ach Asher Yechel Ochel Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeazeh Lachem. We'll talk about that pasuk today, but that's a very important idea. So where a Shabbos, the Kedusha emanates from Hashem, so it doesn't necessarily account, you know, for, you know, matters of Ochel Nefesh. And in fact, the very introduction of Shabbos in Parshas B'Shalach is all about the fact that you cannot prepare food on Shabbos, right? It's not just that Yantif allows you to do that. Shabbos, you can't do that, you know. Eis asher tofu, eifu, v'eis asher tevashu, bashelu, right? So the very introduction of Shabbos is that we're not going to, you know, make leniencies for your Ochel Nefesh. It's a very, very important point. So the gate in, whether it's Hashem creating the Kedusha or Klal Yisrael creating the Kedusha, is then really reflected in the Isser Melach. Okay, now let's talk about, you know, Yantif per se. Once we've clarified the Shabbos Yantif issue, we haven't, you know, departed from that. But let's now read these Pesukim. Gav, you want to take the first set of Pesukim here on the sheet? This is, of course, regarding what we call Rosh Hashanah, a term that never appears in the Torah itself. Right, in Parshas Pinchas, it's Yom Truah Yalachem. In Parshas Emor, it's Zichron Truah. Right, we know Rashi's famous comment there, Zichron Truah, right? Psukei Zichronos and Shofros. Malchios is a good question. in that context. But you have the term here, even before you get to the specific quality, you know, of the yantif, of zichron trua, yelachem shabbason. So that is the mitzvah saseh. And then the next pasuk, Avi, just one more time. Which is why the Gemara always describes Yantif as an Aseh and a Los Aseh, right? The Aseh is Shabbason, is Shvisa, and the Los Aseh is either, by the way of Shabbos, Los Aseh Kol Melacha, or Kol Melacha Los Asu. And here we have, again, that circumscribed Isur Melacha. We should always think about Isur Melacha as a spectrum. You have the Shabbos Yom Kippur version, you have the Yantif version, you have the Chol HaMoed version. There's a spectrum of Isur Melacha. This is called Kol Melacha Savodah. Melech HaSavodah, of course, is not encompassing of Ochal Nefesh. So again, you know, you might think that Shvisa and Kol Melech HaSavodah Lo Sasu are really just two sides of the same coin, right? Shvisa mi Melech on the one hand, and Lo Sasa Kol Melech, or Kol Melech HaSavodah rather, Lo Sasu, is just the Lo Sase version. Litein Lo Sase Laase. So what we'll see is that that's really not exactly the case, and it could be actually very far from the case in terms of understanding the true scope of Shabbason, and that's where we're building up to this week. Everybody follow the basic premise that to talk about Shabbason might be far broader in scope than just saying Kol Melech HaSavodah Lo Sasu, and may be able to suffuse today with character. That is a famous essay of the Ramban, but we really do have to, you know, lay the work in the Rambam to build up to it. Okay? So Ephraim, take a look at Mitzvah Sehesei Kuf Samach Gimel here. This is the first Rambam look at. So what, how does the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah define the scope of Shvisa? Yelachem Shabbason? Exactly, right? So that, again, is kind of a limiting term. It doesn't start talking about other things. It doesn't talk about ma'asim, which he talks about on Yom Kippur. Lishbos mi malacha. And he doesn't even necessarily reference at this stage even the idea, right, of the heter of ochal nefesh. Okay, very good. That's, I think, an important point. Just by way of contrast, let's talk about, you know, the way that the Rambam presents the mitzvah saseh of Shvisa on Shabbos. So, Ephraim, why don't you go ahead with the fifth source here. We'll come back to some of the intermediate sources. So again, what we're contrasting, you know, here is Shvisa b'yantif and Shvisa b'Shabbos, okay? Or pamim, right? Many times. So you see that the Rambam was more expansive here, right? He talks about the behema, he talks about the avadim, but especially at the beginning, Ephraim, just point out what I'm driving at in terms of, you know, the difference between the Rambam's scope of the mitzvah to say of Shvisa on Yantif versus Shvisa on Shabbos. Again, very subtle points, but so important to develop, right? Because on Yantif, it's
Shvisa Mimlacha.
Right, that it doesn't necessarily get beyond that for the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, others, well, but, you know, what about Shabbos?
It's Shvisa
in general. Shenishbos b'Shabbos. Right, it doesn't say, you know, from which activities. He comes back later and he talks about Malacha and for us and, you know, Bemtenu Navdenu, but that, of course, is a very important point. So just to review what we saw today, you know, we began by talking about the idea that the creation of Kiddush on Shabbos and Yantav are very different. The creation of Kiddush on Yantav is driven by us, and it's not a surprise then that it would take into account our needs of the Heter Ochel Nefesh. Hashem was Mekadesh as a Shabbos, and the introduction of the Isurei Melach of Shabbos in Bishalach reflects that exact point. Es asher tofu eifu, es asher tevashlu bashelu, because, you know, it's not going to, you know, allow for our most direct needs. And I appreciated, you know, Mr. Strassman said learning, you know, because he's, you know, just deeply steeped in, you know, lo rav alechem lo tzama lamayim kim lishmo devrei Hashem. That was point number one, that the gate is appropriate, the way in is appropriate for the substance. And then we talked about how the idea of Shvisa theoretically could be much more expansive than just Malacha. When the Ram talks about Shvisa and Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, he talks about it in limited terms, Shvisa mi Malacha, in contrast to Shabbos, where he does reference Malacha, but he also includes, you know, Bemtenu V'Avdenu, and he just says in general, Shanishbos B'Shabbos, right, which isn't surprising. So the Shvisa of Shabbos for the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, seems more ambitious than the Shvisa, at least of Rosh Hashanah. Is that true of Shvisa and Yantiv in general? Yeah. So we'll talk about nuances in that point, God willing, tomorrow.